Nina and Sebastian just arrived here. So what are the first impressions of Zagreb? Did you see much?
Not so much. Just outside the car, we didn't have the chance because we really just come from the airport. But it was a warm welcome, like he already said. And yes, now we are very curious to see something.
Did you see the cinema where your film is going to be screened?
Not really, just a little bit back.
Okay, you know that it's the biggest cinema in this part of the Europe, in Southeastern Europe.
I didn't know that this is the cinema where the film is coming, our film is coming, really?
Yeah. Oy. Yeah. There is so more than 1,000 seats.
We have to go a little bit around and fetch some people to fill it. People.
I don't think that it's going to be a problem to fill the audience. So, Nina, your movie is Heroes at Work. Tell us something about it.
It's about two sportsmen. It's about a world champion boxer. His name is Arthur Abraham. He's from Armenia. He's born in Armenia. And he's a champion. And his trainer, an old GDR coach, his name is Uli Wegner. He's some kind of a living legend. And Arthur, he's everything the trainer is not. Like the trainer is full of discipline and order, and Arthur's lazy, he likes to sleep a lot and so. And then there's one fight where Arthur's chin got broken twice in the fourth round, and they have to think about stopping the fight, but Arthur is a world champion and he will lose his title and has this, and he's kind of very proud, so. This would be maybe the end of his career, because if he has to fight back, he has to get back well, and everything is too much for him. So the trainer let him fight, and he fights all the rounds, and he won. But then, so he's a hero. Everybody thinks he's a hero. But there's a very big break, and he has to get well, and so. And then there's the question, what did this to him? Can the coach again, find a way to motivate him and so, and is he ever going to win the next fight? Because it will mean a lot for the coach too, because everybody said this was maybe a wrong decision to let him fight. Ich gebe mal Sebastian weiter.
Okay, Sebastian, you want to add something?
No.
Next question. Next question.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to ask you. Do you have any questions for our cinematographer, not the cameraman?
No, I can say we were three people, like the sound, the cameraman and me, just three, and we tried to somehow get a little bit invisible. So this is not a kind of documentary where you put the people on sofas and ask them 1,000 things. We tried to get like invisible and shoot it like and maybe somehow like a feature film and try to get complete scenes. So if we saw, now it's late, he is waiting, the coach is waiting for him, and then he's coming through the door, and he is going to, argue with him about it. And so then this was a scene for our film. So. Yeah.
Okay. So today, as I said, we are very short and intimate. Those are our guests for today. So if you have any additional questions to our guests, feel free to ask. We are going to be here. There is some food. There are some drinks at the bar. And as you know from yesterday, you cannot drink beer during the day here. Only afterwards, after 6 o'clock. I would like also to announce today the presentation of the book of Mr. Steven Lovenstein, who arrived yesterday here. The presentation of the book, My First Movie, is today at 6 o'clock here in the Press Center. And the movie Heroes at Work, you can see at 5 o'clock in the Cinema of Student Center. And that's it, I think so. So if you have any questions, please be our guest.